This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And the great John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com is coming up. Roger Stone was going to ride shotgun with us for two more segments, but it looks like Skype just cut out. The miracle of Skype has its problems. We're talking to Michael in New York. He's on fire. He was just getting into it's normal to have troops on your border. And you've got the globalists. And I remember Vicente Fox saying, invade, invade, invade. If you don't let us, you're racist. And it's just like, what? How the Democrats have it where illegal aliens are voting in a bunch of states. It's just insane. And again, they bring people here, put a chip on their shoulder, then try to soup them up against the government and the country. It's got to stop, ladies and gentlemen. But Michael in New York, finish up your point.
The nation activity, essentially, Alex. My second point regarding the school shooting down in Parkland, the primary blame falls strictly on the school administration. Everything else is secondary because after 10-plus years of school shootings around this nation, and a public school, a government school, still doesn't have the safety nets in place to prevent anything happening in their schools, that's incredible incompetence by the entire school administration, principal, assistant, the whole...
I've been talking a lot of people that work within the Broward County Sheriff's Department, and they tell me that there has been a stand down, and that the police chief, the sheriff, will be fired by the governor.
I believe that's all true for sure. I think the evidence is overwhelming proving that. But even the school administration, how does somebody with a gun stroll in, especially supposedly armored?
Who'd been kicked out a year before for saying they'd mass shoot, who the police all knew about. You can see it all. It's sick. Imagine, we're not tough guys, but I carry a gun in my car or whatever. Imagine you're visiting your kid, bringing him a pizza at lunch, something I do sometimes when I'm not working. And or coming to see him after school or whatever, at athletics or whatever, he bring him, some food. And you hear shots going off. You grab your gun, you go in. I'm not a coward. I'm afraid of kids dying. I mean, isn't it an instinct for almost everybody to go rush in? I mean, or are we weirdos?
Just like a house on fire, you're going strolling by. You're going to go try to do whatever you can to see if anybody's in there and save whatever you can. But, the schools, after 10-plus years of school shootings around this country, and all public schools still do not have safeguards in place to prevent it from happening.
It's 30 years, brother. Columbine was in, like, 99. It's almost 30 years.
And so this administration is totally to blame. They're overpaid. They should be all fired and salaries revoked, as well as their retirement. Everything should be revoked and put pressure on the remaining school administrations. They better start earning that overpaid salary they're getting. This should not be happening in our country at all anymore. And last, sir, I'd like to just say I love you guys, and Dr. Group, he's wrong about not having an herbal means of stem cell production. I have it. I use it all the time. If you'd like to take my number, we can discuss it sometime, and I can demonstrate it to you. It's all herbal. It's all American. And
I'd love to hear it. Let's get your number right now. I love the research. Thank you, sir. Get his number, please. Hey, we're going to go to break, come back to one more segment, take calls. But Roger, briefly. You're there in Broward County. Your son's a sheriff's deputy. I've met him. Had dinner with him. Great guy. Your daughter, your wife, all of them awesome. I know you can't get into inside baseball. You haven't got any info from him, but from other people, what's it looking like from your intel, what happened with the stand down, or did it not happen?
Well, this is a complicated question. Recognize that the previous sheriff, Al Lamberti, a Republican, essentially lost because he was corrupt and tied to a local Ponzi scammer, Scott Rusty. I supported Scott Israel over him because he was corrupt, even though I had supported the sheriff, Lamberti, in the previous election. In fact, I had engineered both their elections. I hear two different things. At the highest level of BSO, sources tell me that there seems to be some confidence that all the videos and all of the other tracking systems, the radio transmissions, the eyewitness reports will exonerate the BSO. Others on the force tell me that that is not the case and that we're going to learn that some officers have stood down. What's interesting is now suddenly the Coral Springs Police Department who got the call first and arrived at the high school prior to BSO, I believe, is refusing to answer questions from FDLE.
Let's talk about that when you get... Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much. Much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
You've got it. Mr. Smith coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You've got it. Are we seeing the earth now? You've got it.
All right, Roger, you were getting into Broward County, and I understand you helped get rid of the last sheriff. Your son's on the sheriff's department there in what is now known as Coward County. But you were getting into, your son's a great guy, great patriot, I know him well, but getting back to this whole situation with the other town standing down, it's just crazy. These mass shootings keep happening in San Bernardino or in Broward, or in Broward County or in Denver or Littleton. They're always in blue areas. Everywhere it's a red area, Garland or wherever, people shoot the shooter in a matter of minutes, sometimes 60 seconds. I mean, the school resource guys, they don't play games in red state. They kill you in seconds, but they always stand down in blue areas.
Let's recognize that Broward County is the single most liberal county in Florida. This is a Democratic liberal bastion with a very large African-American, Hispanic, and Jewish population. This is the most liberal, progressive, politically correct county in the state. The question here, there are two questions. One, the county does not have a consolidated 911 emergency service. The sheriff has argued for one, but some towns have refused to opt in, insisting on taking their own 911 calls. That's why the initial call about the shooter at Parkland goes to the Coral Springs Police, and they dispatch officers. Coral Springs Police now are refusing to cooperate with the state inquiry. Their officers will not be deposed under oath by the state unless they are subpoenaed to do so. So some kind of cover-up appears to be going on. The sheriff's office.
What about the one guy that ran the school safety who stood outside on the video?
I think in his case that we already know the answer. He was a coward, despite the fact that he had 37 years in training for just this moment, despite the fact that he taught SWAT tactics in these situations to other BSO officers, despite the fact that his own training had been upgraded post-Columbine. He froze. He went yellow. The sheriff said it. The president said it. Sadly, they appear to be right. But are there others? We don't know yet.
Sickening, sickening. I mean, I just know somebody's in a building shooting young people. I'm going to go in. You couldn't get wild. It's not even like a courage thing. It's like an instinct. People are killing innocents. I want to kill them. And I'm not bloodthirsty, except when that's happening. It's like I want to go kill them. You know what I mean, Roger? It's like I don't know how you wouldn't go kill this guy, you know?
I mean, I think the good news is that unlike Las Vegas, where there's so many missing pieces, no videos, and so on, there's an indelible record of everything that happened in Parkland. There are cameras, there are sound systems, there are monitors.
Well, I hope they don't tear the building down like they did in Sandy Hook. Let's go ahead and talk to Jay in California. Jay, thanks for holding. I appreciate that. Go ahead. That caller's gone. Let's go to another caller, but home the longest. Kevin. Kevin in the great state of West Virginia. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Roger. I got a couple of things for you, Alex, and then I have a pretty wild curveball question for Mr. Stone, a couple-parted question.
Go ahead.
Number one, with David Hogg, I disagree with you a tiny little bit on who he is. I think he's a crisis actor, and I also believe he's a sacrificial lamb. I think something's going to happen to him, and I hope nothing does, but I have a feeling they're going to use him.
Well, that's what Matt Bracken says. Because I've never seen such censorship to criticize him and misrepresentation. There's something weird swirling around him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know in Texas this weekend there's going to be a First and Second Amendment auditors. There's about 500 of them coming to audit a police department that pulled an AR-15 on a guy that was walking along and just had his pistol holstered. They're going to try to audit that police department, you know, and flush it out. But I'm a little bit concerned with the Border Patrol, the National Guard coming down at the same time that this is going to happen.
Is that C.J. Grisham you're talking about?
I think so.
Yeah. We should get him on, by the way. Go ahead.
And then for Mr. Roger, a few months ago, I've been trying to get I wanted to talk to you about this, Mr.
Well, you're talking to him now. Go ahead.
A few months ago, you have been quoted by a Miss Linda Moulton Howe off of earthfiles.com. And this is in reference to Richard Nixon, about Project Houston or Project or Operation Houston. I was curious to know if you knew anything about that and about the three secret meetings that Nixon had underneath the White House.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Yeah, they said you were Nixon's best friend the last 15 years of his life, and a lot of other stuff. The point is, you were in the Nixon White House, the only one of the plumbers didn't go to prison. Did Nixon ever talk about space aliens, secret government, breakaway civilizations? That's a great question. Did Nixon ever talk about any of that?
There's a story that I think is relatively credible that comes from one of Jackie Gleason's wives. Gleason lived in Miami and was a great pal of Nixon's. They played golf together regularly. More importantly, they drank together. Jackie had an enormous capacity for alcohol. Nixon had almost none. Gleason's wife told a credible reporter that her husband told her that Gleason once asked the president whether there was extraterrestrial life, whether there were UFOs. What was the story? Nixon, who'd had a few pops, arranged for a car to take them out to the western part of the county near Homestead, where they went to a government facility. And Jackie said he saw actually captive space aliens and other fragments from space that indicated other civilizations. This is in my book, Tricky Dick, The Rise and Fall and Rise of Richard M. Nixon, which you can get, through Amazon or through Barnes & Noble. I think it may even be on the InfoWars site. This is a new book that I have just put forward.
So we're talking about to the moon without a rocket here.
Exactly, as Jackie Gleason would say. So I recently went to a restaurant. There was a great picture of, there it is. This is a great picture. On the left, the great one. On the left, the one. On the right, the great one.
What a couple characters, huh?
Well, Gleason had endorsed Nixon in the 68 campaign. Gleason was a wild man when it came to wine, women, song, and fine tailoring. And he moved his show to Miami Beach, the fun and sun capital of the world. He never was dabbled in politics, but he made a very effective endorsement spot for Nixon in 1968. In which he said, look, I'm in show business, but I'm an American, and why Dick Nixon was right for America. Great man, Jackie Gleason. Loved America.
You know, thanks, Kevin. They're just mad that we were right and picked Trump. And now the country's come back. So much is happening. Troops are going to the border. Normal stuff's happening. I mean, they are just so pissed that I guess Dad came back home. I mean, I don't know. What are they going to do next, Roger?
Look, I still think that they're trying to lay some process crime on the president pertaining to Comey or
oh, you know they are. They keep saying, like, a former prosecutor says that the president can be indicted and put in jail when that's not true in the Constitution. He has to be impeached first, or you'd have every, you know, group out there doing it every day. So they're, you know, you're right. You've been proven right. So he's going to announce crimes against Kushner or somebody else. They're going to announce the president, a grand jury's indicted, and they're going to try to beat the drum about that. That's where it's killing. And I guess the president just sits there and lets Mueller be on tarmac with uranium.
No, well, here's the point, though. The president's gaining strength. As the economy gets stronger, he gets stronger.
And you're right. His approval rating, even in their skewed polls, is going up, which makes him go even more crazy.
If he pulls off a peace deal or the denuclearization of North Korea, this is, by the way, where the real pity that the tax cuts weren't done earlier, weren't done first, because they still won't have their full effect by the 18 elections. They are going to turbocharge this economy, but it will take some time.
Now, the left's trying to bring down the economy, too. We've got Rappaport coming up after this break, about 20 seconds. My gut tells me Trump's unstoppable unless they assassinate him. I think they're going to try to kill him.
Well, we pray against that every single day. We pray for the safety of the president and his family. But just getting as many death threats as I get, as many as I know you get, Alex, threats against my wife, my children, even in Texas, they hate this, my dogs. It's outrageous. They are prone to violence, and they're extraordinary.
But they're only waking us up, so they better get ready for the
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
John Rappaport here, sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour at InfoWars. Going to be talking a lot about the Bill of Rights. What is that? Certain parts of it. But let's start with a story not out of America, out of England. Richard Osborne Brooks, 78-year-old man, living in a house. On April 4th, shortly after midnight, two thieves entered the house. Brooks' wife sleeping upstairs. There's a fight. Brooks, 78 years old, gets into a fight with one of the thieves. The other one runs away. During the fight, the one thief is stabbed. He's in critical condition. Scotland Yard tells the press in the aftermath of this that they arrested Brooks, the 78-year-old homeowner, on suspicion of causing grievous bodily harm. The thief dies. Now, says Scotland Yard, they are arresting the homeowner, Richard Osborne Brooks, on suspicion of committing murder. What? Who? How? What are they talking about? A person doesn't have the right to self-defense in his own home? Suspicion of murder? This goes to the whole issue. The perpetrator becomes the victim becomes the perpetrator. Reversing the truth, turning it inside out and selling it hard, selling it for decades, selling it to a half asleep, maybe totally asleep public, under the guise of turning around the obvious, I mean, forget even traditional, okay, the obvious values and principles upon which any sane society is based. Selling the idea that property is theft, right? Owning property somehow means a prior crime must have been committed, otherwise how could you possibly own property? And somebody who invades that property, that home, well, they must have been oppressed in the past. That goes without saying. Their motives, the motives of thieves, are clear. But you see, the motive of a 78-year-old man, Richard Osborne Brooks in London, has to be analyzed and pored over by the cops and by prosecutors and so forth to detect if there's any slightest hint of unreasonable aggression on his part before deciding whether to release him or prosecute him for murder. Murder. This is where we're come to. This is where we are. This is the secret society formula, really, of turning everything upside down, inside out. Motive? Destroying society. Destroying you. Destroying me. Destroying everybody. Destroying whatever there can be that's good, honest, right, correct, obvious, straightforward, meaningful about life. That's where they're going. That's where they've been going. That's the whole idea behind this. Otherwise, in this particular case, why would they say we're arresting this homeowner on suspicion of murder? Now, neighbors in that area are in an uproar. They're saying, give this guy a medal. He defended his house. There have been other robberies in this area. This is great, and he's 70 years old. Terrific, and it's also sending a message, but no. That opinion can't be allowed to stand as the headline of the story. No. The headline of the story has to be destruction of what is good, true, and right. That's the mindset of evil. How else is there to put it? How else can you describe it? That's what evil wants. That's what evil people want. They want to invert and reverse and destroy all values. I see, for those of you that are watching, there's a few pictures on the screen of cops in the area and so forth. I saw photos earlier. It looked like somebody had released a biological weapon. There were all kinds of, as they call them, forensic investigators around this house in London wearing blue, puffy, almost look like hazmat suits, right? What are they looking for? It looked like there were, you know, a dozen of these guys in addition to Scotland. There's a few of them. What is that? What is that uniform? These are forensic investigators? They look like creatures from another planet. And then in addition, of course, you had uniformed police officers on the scene. It really looked like, okay, well, somebody decided to set off a dirty bomb, or somebody had a biological warfare agent in the house and so forth and so on. Meanwhile, crime is rising like crazy in London with stabbings and so forth. You've had stories recently about that. But they've got to focus on this guy, Richard Osborne Brooks, 78 years old. Why? Because the issue of private property is at stake. If he becomes celebrated, if there is a huge groundswell of public opinion on his side, much larger even than now, if people rise up and say, we're sick and tired of this, and that's it, then you get a revolution overnight. People wake up. They say, what is going on here? What's happening when it's so simple? A family owns a house. People break into the house. We don't know what they're going to do. We know they're going to steal something. Owner defends the house. Arrested on suspicion of murder. We'll be back after the break. Don't go anywhere.
This Scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
John Rappaport here in the fourth hour. Don't forget about Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purifier at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off with free shipping. Limited time only. Alexa Pure removes 99.97% of airborne toxins and contaminants in your home. game changer. Comparable units cost as much as $800. Bringing it to you at InfoWars with $50 off with free shipping. Necessity for any clean home. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and get it for $50 off with free shipping, only limited period of time. InfoWarsStore.com. This is called capitalism. What a dirty word, right? Capitalism. Oh, my God. Capitalism. Somebody has a product and sells it, and somebody else buys it. This is now, of course, superseded by much more sophisticated and complex economics, where everything is going to be free for everybody and nobody works and it's all utopia, right? This is where it's going. And we can thank the technocrats and the globalists that this is a utopia that we're entering, where there is no longer an exchange where somebody works to actually earn money. I mean, isn't that horrendous? No. You'll be given everything. You'll be given everything in the new society. It'll just be laid out on a silver platter for you, and you won't have to worry about anything ever again. Nothing will be a problem to you. You'll wake up in the morning secure in the knowledge that you can sit and watch television for the next 30 years and nobody is going to bother you, and things will be delivered to your door and food and so forth and so on. And the whole concept of work, which was, you know, ancient and outmoded, will be just gone, and everybody will be serenely happy. Isn't that what everybody wants? Isn't that what you want? Isn't that the new world that is waiting for you? Yes, huh? No more private property. You'll have a sign on your door that says, whatever I have here is yours for the taking. Yeah. Whatever I have here is yours for the taking. You can have it. So theft will be gone. It's just erased as a concept. The way borders will be erased and countries will be erased. And there'll be one all-embracing, loving authority at the top of the food chain that will run the entire planet on this basis. Of course, certain things will be happening. You'll have no guns. I mean, there won't be any need for guns. No more self-protection. That's out. Nobody will have guns except the government. And the criminals, but we don't want to talk about that. Nobody will have the right to their own body because, after all, you can't think of your body as being inviolate or a piece of property. No, your body belongs to everybody. So when the next generation of vaccines comes in, which is being tested right now, and this is not science fiction I'm making up, they will be synthesized genes that will be injected into your body. April 15th, 1995, New York Times, look it up. And these synthesized genes, you see, they say, will make you immune to whatever the disease in question is. And for every vaccine, instead, it'll be genetic therapy, and these genes will be injected into your body. And won't that be wonderful? Wonderful, except for one thing, except for the fact that your DNA will be permanently altered by these injected genes. So you might have some question about being stuck with new altered DNA for the rest of your life. And you might have some question about everybody on Earth in this next generation of vaccines, who receives any vaccine of this type, having their DNA altered permanently for the rest of their life. But these are just peripheral questions, you see, that are melt away in light of the fact that the medical cartel, which is the strongest arm of the globalist movement, has your best interest in your health in mind, and they really only want to heal you and do the best for you, no matter what the circumstances. Why else would they have invented this revolutionary technique called DNA vaccines, which inject you with genes and permanently alter your DNA? And by the way, not in entirely predictable ways, but in ways that nobody can predict, because there's a ripple effect when you start tinkering, you see, with the genetic structure of humans. And you say, well, we're only going to cut this much. Yes, that's all there is. We're going to take this little slice of the DNA out. We're going to put it over here, and then we're going to substitute a few genes here, which we know are tremendously beneficial. And then everything will just kind of smooth out. But then it turns out, gee, you know, we didn't do it right, or somebody in the lab made a mistake, because now it appears that there are after effects and ripples that go on and on and on and on and on. We don't know where or how or why or what the effects are going to be, but don't worry about it. And that's why the United States Department of Agriculture has suddenly decided that they are not going to regulate the next generation of GMO food crops. Yes, there's going to be a next generation. This was just the beginning, what Monsanto did starting in 1996. No. This is going to be a whole different ballgame, you see, because many more changes will be made in the genetic makeup of fruits and vegetables and grains and so forth by breakthrough revolutionary gene editing techniques. See, a little snip here, a little snip there. Put that in, take that out, glue it all back together and so forth. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that this technique called CRISPR, is very cheap. Oh, very available. Anybody with a lab and an idea can get it. So they can just experiment to their heart's content. Pandora's box is wide, wide open. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture is saying, we will not be regulating any of this new food because it is, get this, identical to food produced by traditional breeding mechanisms. Wow. These guys have some huge you-know-what. To be able to lie like that openly? You mean the ancient techniques of breeding food are no different from snip-snip gene insertions and deletions and changes and ripples? That's the same food. Wow. What would be the next step along that insane road into the glorious future that we're all looking for? Well, it would be that big companies would say, agri companies, we want this kind of genetically engineered, edited food to be labeled organic because, you see, we don't need to use pesticides anymore. We just modify the genes to reject the pests. Organic. Really, huh? Be back after the break. Don't go anywhere.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. Or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Rappaport here in the last segment, the fourth hour. Just a quick reminder about Brain Force Plus, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Boosting your mind, your thinking process. That's the nootropic Brain Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Private property. The ability to say, this is mine. I earned it. You can't take it. That's at the heart of a great deal of things. Now, people say, well, that's, you don't want to talk about that because that's really politically incorrect. I mean, don't you think that's kind of harsh? No, it's not even harsh for liberal snowflakes if you dig deep enough into their bags to find out what their most precious possession is, whatever that is. It'll be there somewhere. Oh, my cell phone. I've got to have my cell phone or whatever that is. And you say, that's not yours. It belongs to me because I'm taking it. No, you're not. You can't have it. It's mine. So even the liberal snowflakes, if you dig down deep enough, they're going to find something that they truly believe they own. That's theirs, you see. Now, they'll never really admit it in any principled form, certainly not in the form of the Bill of Rights or the Constitution, etc. They're not going to be looking at anything at that level because those are just worthless pieces of paper that are blown away in the wind. But on a visceral, emotional level, you can find something that they consider is their private property. They own it. It's theirs. You can't have it. So at that level, even they understand something that is basic. Now, whether they actually earned it or not, that's a whole other question, right? Earned the money to buy the phone, we'll leave that out for the moment. But that's a deal that's been struck through the struggle of history. Your land does not belong to the king. Your land does not belong to the monarch. Your land does not belong to the queen. Your land does not belong to the priest class of Ubadi, whatever the, you know, ruling priest class is. Your land does not belong to the vassal, the baron. It belongs to you. Much blood has been shed over that simple fact. And now, of course, on many levels, including, as I discussed in the last segment, your body, we're going to give you this DNA, this new DNA. It's going to be incorporated into your DNA, and you're going to be changed. So your body is not really your own. It belongs to us, the state. Now, the globalists have to try to turn that all around. Why do you think they want to take the guns? All the guns, not just a few of the guns. They're looking to take all of the guns. Because they don't want people to have the ability to say, this is mine, you can't take it no matter what. All of that has to be turned around because the propaganda for globalism is everything belongs to everybody, whatever that means. You see, everything belongs to everybody. Everything is connected to everything, and therefore everything belongs to everybody, and nothing belongs to nobody, and whatever we say goes, and we're just going to have one giant cheese glob of consciousness in this new society of planet Earth. One nation for the entire planet, ruled from above by the New World Order, the global management system, whatever you want to call it, the elite who know what's best for you and me and everybody else, and what's best is that nobody owns anything anymore. That's gone. Has to go. By their premise, right? And so, if you don't want that to happen, then you have to dig deep and discover your own understanding of what private property means and what is yours. Undeniably, irresistibly yours. Oh, but I don't like that because that's too harsh. I like share and care better. Well, you can share and care whatever you want. But if everything is taken away from you, then you have nothing left to share and care. Right? Think about it. Oh, well, just, I'll give, you know, I just want to give everything to everybody and be a nice person and everybody likes me and it'll be wonderful and so forth. No, it won't. It's not going to be nice. It's going to be nasty. Very nasty. Unless you get down in your mind, in your soul, what it means to actually own something. Own it. O-W-N. Don't shirk away from it. Don't run away from it. Don't back off from it. Not only accept it, not only admit it, be satisfied about it. Be very, very, very satisfied about it. Nothing wrong with it whatsoever. If you don't have that, you don't have a Declaration of Independence, you don't have a Constitution, you don't have a Bill of Rights, you don't have anything. Nothing. Which must be what this guy, Richard Osborne Brooks, who I started out with at the top, 78 years old, homeowner in London, must be thinking about now as he's sitting in his jail cell, wondering whether they're going to release him or prosecute him for murder because he defended his home, he defended his life, he defended his wife's life against two thieves, and in a battle with one of the thieves died. While this man was defending what he owned, his home, and all that that meant to him. Not just the physical, but everything that it meant to him as well. That's what he defended. And that is ultimately why they put him in jail. Now, they may release him, they may prosecute him. We'll see what happens. But that's why they arrested him on suspicion of murder and why they put him in jail. Because everything in the New World Order is inside out and upside down, and that's on purpose, folks. That's one of the secret society formulas. Turn everything that's right and good upside down. Make the true and the good and the decent and the wonderful and the fantastic horrible and repellent and disgusting and vice versa. That's the formula. That's the deal. That's the piece of the puzzle in psychological warfare. And all that's necessary is that we go back to the basics. The basic is, this is ours. This belongs to me. I own it. I take pride in ownership. And no, you can't take it away from me. Period. It's very simple when you get down to it. It's not the whole story of life, no. But if you take that piece out, what you have left is something that truly 99% of the people on this planet do not want, whether they know it or not. And some of those people will only understand it when it's all gone. But for the rest of us, we know now what it means. And we know that what the globalists are aiming for is to take it all away. And say, see, it was just all provisional. It was never really yours. Oh, yes, it was. And it still is. See you next time at InfoWars. Thank you.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.